This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning. Jason Longshore is in for Mr. Crenshaw. It is, like I said, Saturday, March the 8th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And good morning to all of you first responders, teachers, everybody out there in Buford that does things for others. We say a special good morning to you. With Jason here this morning, I want to remind you, in case you can't get in front of a TV, Atlanta United's going at it with the Bulls, the Red Bulls, at 7:30 is the kick. Pre-kick at 6:30. We've also got college basketball, Arizona at Kansas, at tip-off is at 4 o'clock. Oh, by the way, the Atlanta United match can be heard on Star 94.
Yes.
And then we will have here on 92.9 The Game, Arizona, Kansas, like I said, 4 o'clock tip. And then tonight, Hawks at Indiana. And that is a 7:30 tip. So, want to make sure we got all that out there. We came back with some Billy Ocean, and it just reminded me of something that I was looking at that happened on this day. But it's a special birthday, and I'm going to ask you if you know this name. I will be so surprised if you do. Annie Bonney. Annie or Anne, I guess, depending on how you want to pronounce it. But Bonney, B-O-N-N-Y.
No, I do not know.
I only know this because of the years I worked on the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
She was Calico Jack's girlfriend. And she was to Calico Jack what, oh, now her name left me, Ben Siegel's girlfriend was to him and what he did for what he now knows as Las Vegas. So she was a pirate.
Okay.
She was also a confidant. Allegedly of Calico Jack.
Mm-hmm.
We all know who Calico Jack. We know the name.
Right.
But, you know, he had a lady, and that was Annie. And she was an Irish Caribbean princess.
And that got
Caribbean to Queen.
Caribbean Queen?
There you go.
Okay.
But I'm trying to picture an Irish Caribbean accent, which I'm not even going to attempt.
Please don't.
No, I can't. I can't picture it.
Don't do it.
No, I can't.
I'd like to hear it.
I would too. Somebody with an Irish,
I'm intrigued.
Like Bahamian accent.
Yeah, no, I could. I think
that
I could
would be
see
probably
it.
The most interesting accent I've probably heard in my life.
Mm.
So we threw a little Caribbean Queen on there. Also, the namesake of my grammar school would have been his birthday today. Was a Supreme Court Justice, Oliver Wendell Holmes. I went to home school up there in Oak Park, Illinois. So.
Very nice.
Yeah, true that. Something crazy's going on out there today, and I maybe at the end of the show I'll mention it. But anyway, as we get into this 9 o'clock hour, I want to remind you, Caleb Johnson's going to come in up at 9:20. He's going to join us, talk Atlanta Hawks, NBA. We're going to run there. I'm going to let you know about some jobs in front of the camera, also how to find the jobs behind the camera with a fresh casting call. And I have a very fun question to ask Jason and Noel coming up during that casting call. But we were out at 92.9, the game night. On Thursday night, and by the way, I didn't slip again. How come I don't slip with Dave FM? I gotta slip with the other joint. Which, by the way, this is what this was. Before we were 92.9 in the game, this was Dave FM.
I mean, you can go way back if you want, but yes.
Well, we're not going back to the Z93, but we could.
I mean, you could.
Yeah. Who was the dude there? It was it. He had like one. It was a grease man that got in trouble.
Was he Z93?
I don't remember. I remember that name, and he did something stupid on the air, and that was last you heard of him.
I don't remember.
Then there was a guy who was at Z93 forever.
I saw, like, there's a couple of these vintage T-shirt companies out there that are grabbing old logos of things and doing T-shirts, and I saw an old Z93 logo on a shirt. I was very tempted to get it. Thought that would be interesting.
I can't tell you how many times I turn the corner and see 96 rock tags.
Yeah.
They're still all over the place.
They did a push here lately.
Well, Willard's got them. He's putting them out there. I don't like to pimp him on that, but he's got the deal with that. So on his site, Willard's selling 96 rock tags, and people are putting them still upside down. Do you know why that is?
I don't remember the upside down thing.
We had an actual meeting about that once, and people from Katie Kiley to Willard to this is before even Christopher Rock was there, but we wondered in this meeting, why are people, our listeners, putting this license plates upside down, and somebody came out with this, and they said, "Oh, when you see 96 Rock, turn it up." Right? You ready for it? That was the answer.
Oh.
And given our listeners that, you know, that's what the folks came up with. And I said, "Okay, well, that works for me.
I guess.
Nothing else. You see 96 Rock, turn it up." Go figure. But anyway, I didn't do the Dave FM. But anyway, 92.9, the game night was Thursday night out at the Atlanta Hawks. And you know how they put people, famous people, on the big screen that are there at the game?
Yeah, you want to sit them up front. You want to put them on the big screen. You want to get the pictures taken.
Well, we saw a picture. Anyways, there was not much of a time frame between the two, but we saw Kirby Smart. He was there with what looked like, you know, one of his kids.
That's a star you're going to put up front, yes.
Exactly, and everybody just cheered for him and all that. And then they put, and then Michael Penix Jr., they put him up, and then he threw a football into the stands.
Yep, that's a star you're going to put there, yep.
And so people, then a little bit later, they found each other in the stadium, and then there were people who were taking pictures, and they saw the two of them. And, and so it just got us thinking about what must be going through the minds of those two guys as they approach what is, you know, going to be an interesting entry into their next season. You kind of had expectations with Kirby the last few years, and there still are there with Georgia, but it's a different beginning to Georgia's season this year than the last few. And then Michael Penix Jr., of course, knowing that he's got the keys of the castle going into. So again, as these guys put their heads to pillow each night during this offseason, what must be going through their minds? I say that rhetorically, of course, but then as I mentioned that to you earlier in the show, you came up with a question or something that you wanted a topic you wanted to broach.
Yeah, I know people get bent out of shape whenever Georgia sports is put into the Atlanta mix, but it is. We can stop wasting our time having that conversation. We can talk the state of Georgia if we want to put it that way to make everybody happy. If you are, you know, the Braves, the Hawks, any team, Atlanta United, they do the same thing. You want to get your stars there. You want to put them out front. You want to make it the place to be. Falcons do it too. Everybody does it. You put those people then on the big screen in the arena, everybody gets excited. Right. In Georgia sports, who are those people right now that you're going to invite? Like for Atlanta United, you're going to invite to come hit the golden spike. You know, you're going to put them up front and put them on the big screen with the jersey on and make them feel like $1 million. Who are those people in Georgia sports right now? Kirby's one. Michael Penix is one.
Yes. Yes.
Trae Young would be one.
Yes. Ronald Acuña Jr.
Would be one.
In fact, Ozzie Albies would be one.
Yeah, I think so. I think Ozzie absolutely
would
be
one. And I think Money Mike would be one. Come on, Michael Harris.
I think so.
No, he's one. He's one. He definitely.
That would actually be interesting. I wonder.
He gets the hometown key in that.
Yeah. I just, like, if you put him at the Hawks game and you put him up there, I wonder what that reaction is. I think it's good.
I'll tell you somebody else. And I hate the fact that he's gone now. But Travis d'Arnaud was one of them sneaky, really, really loved athletes here. He was the dude who kind of reminds me a little of Adam Sandler in that he's I can't describe how I feel about him, but I just know that he was beloved in this city. And he wasn't one of the best athletes all the time. He gave you timely hits, but that's a dude I think would fall into that category. That's just me. But
Brad,
you're right.
Brad Kazan should be in that category.
I was just going to ask. Well, it's his game, so I mean, or his match, so.
No, but I mean, he was at the. He said he was at front row of the Hawks game recently too.
Okay,
so like you know, I mean, probably invited.
I'd have to do a double take though, if I saw him. I'm be honest
no,
with
no,
you.
No, that's fine.
I would have to. There's a double, and again, all those people. I guess maybe a better question is how many of those people can go to the like Kroger and not be bothered.
I think a lot of them actually.
A good people would stop and see if you're walking. Family's walking through there and they see any of those people we mentioned.
No,
maybe other
well,
brand, they're gonna stop and go.
But you got to remember, like football, you don't know everybody's face straight away. Not everybody, but a lot of these guys, quarterbacks, maybe
but the
not
stars.
As much.
You do the ones we're talking
you,
about.
You do to a point. Or if there's something about them identifiable, like Bijan is another one who I think is on this list.
Yeah.
And Bijan's exactly. Gonna stand out. You're gonna see him and you're gonna know what he looks like. But there's other guys you might not. You know, you might not recognize them in public like that. I do think Atlanta United, it's interesting you bring that up. Like that's a selling point for, you know, a Miguel Almirón to come back. I think Miggy would be that kind of a guy.
Yeah, Miggy is that guy.
Yeah.
You saw that airport.
100%.
Miggy is that guy.
Miggy would be that guy. And, you know, he's somebody who is going to make more money here than he would anywhere else. And he can be a star. If he wants to go to the Hawks game, he puts in the call, like, he's going to get tickets. He's going to be put up front. They're going to take care of him. Same with the Falcons. Same with the Braves. But he can also go out and have dinner with his wife. Chill.
And, yeah,
you're not
going to
get
not be bothered.
Hassled. I think in general, most of our big stars would be in that kind of category.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, that's one of the reasons that Trae Young spends his offseason in L.A. so much, because usually stars do it the other way around, because you can be in Atlanta and not be bothered, right?
Be a little more
anonymous. If you're single.
No, just in general. Like, you get to just be out and about and not be bothered. I mean, like, you may have, you know, people that want something from you, to your point about being single.
I was talking
single,
about Trae being, you said he's spending time in L.A. now.
No, he's been doing that. He's been spending his offseason in L.A. But in my opinion, it's to get that attention and adulation that you don't get here because we give people their space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spend your whole career in Atlanta, yeah, you're probably going to go to L.A.
You know,
so you can get some of that, oh, there's Trae Young, because you're not really getting that here. That's one reason Angelina Jolie just be out and about whenever she visits her daughter, and nope, she doesn't get bothered.
No.
It was funny that you say that, because people in L.A. say just the opposite. Because they see him all the time. They don't bother famous people when they see him walking around the street. You go to the Grove, the people who get bothered there are people that are tourists.
I was just about to say, yeah, it's going to be the tourists.
It's not
yeah.
L.A. people. So for him, for those people that you're describing to go out there, it's, in a lot of cases, they're being seen and recognized by people from the place they're trying to leave.
But it's a little bit of if you go to L.A., if you're Trae Young here and you're not getting that adulation that – look, I think he deserves, but we've had this conversation many times over the years. I think he should be treated like more of a big deal here, and he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to L.A. and you want to be treated like a big deal, you want to get noticed, you can do that.
Yes.
You can go to the places and get noticed.
Right.
And
yeah, because right here, we just kind of be like, oh, there's Trae.
Right.
And we just kind of like let people, you know, do their thing. Like, we might, you know, take a picture from afar or whatever, but for the most part, we just let people do their thing.
You don't have as much of that kind of industry of if you want to get noticed here,
you don't
what
have
do you
a
do?
TMZ here in Georgia.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You do actually. It's just
but
not,
it's not like that.
Right.
It's
just not
quite the same.
Show that they
yeah.
go out there and put it out there like that.
And I think it's just based on the city. Like, we don't give it that kind of energy for it to really be. You know, I remember when Julio Jones got stopped by TMZ. I was like, really? Really? TMZ? Really?
We don't really do that with anybody here. It's not even a sports thing.
No, it's not. We just don't do that here.
And my thing is this. We only mention one, and then one is even a professional coach that would get that kind of love.
Oh, Kirby, yeah.
That's the only one.
Well,
we hate
it.
Coaches here.
I mean, since Bobby Cox left.
Yeah, I mean.
That would be the only person I could think of.
And Snitker's another one who doesn't get the respect that I feel like he deserves, but he also would run away from any spotlight too.
Right.
And
yeah,
and I get that.
He does not want to sit in that blue chair. But Brad Guzan, I'm going to say, I think Brad is in that Miggy spot where he can be the star and also be nondescript, because I mean, you can't not notice the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. I do it every day. So, I don't know who you got to point that dude out to me. But, I mean, listen, I get why he gets the love he does and the adulation he does and his looks and all that, but I'm not – By the way, did we get any calls about
No, not yet.
I didn't upset anybody so far this morning.
That's good.
I'm sure I did. They're probably tweeting at me. It's okay.
We got to move on. We got Caleb Johnson coming in next. We can ask Caleb this question. Who would show up in the front row in the state of Georgia that plays sports that he feels, you know, give us a couple guys. We'll ask him that question, too, coming up. And then I'll let you know about some money you guys can grab that's flying through the air here, believe it or not. It is Sam and Greg. Jason Longshore's in for Mr. Crenshaw, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I just got scolded twice. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg, Jason Longshore in here for Mr. Crenshaw. I hear this music. I went, oh, that's Green Day. I hear, no. Who is this?
Yellow Card.
Okay. And then I said, okay, well, this is obviously a choice you picked.
No, it's not.
You didn't pick it?
No.
So I've got the trifecta going on
yes.
here. Three no's.
You struck out.
This is, yeah, I'm done. Very publicly, too.
Hey,
this is our producer taking care of you.
She's picked Alabama and Yellow Card in the same show. My mind is blown.
Well, I've been put on the bench, so it's been a red letter morning. But I think I'll be saved by our next guest. I want to welcome Caleb Johnson in. Listen, man, I appreciate you every time you get up and come on with us. You don't have to get up this early, but obviously you're going to be busy later on, much like Jason, because you got a game to call tonight, Hawks in Indiana. Not call so much, but you'll be covering it. Atlanta United, speaking of Jason, they're taking down the Red Bulls. You can see that, hear that game right here, 7:30 kick. And when I say right here, under the Odyssey umbrella, because it will be on Star 94, the Hawks will be here at 92.9 The Game.
I bet Caleb knew that was Yellow Card.
Caleb, did you know that was Yellow Card?
I did. I was actually singing along as it got started
there
because
we go.
That is That's some big nostalgia from my middle school days, if I can age Jason there.
No, it's all good.
No, listen, man, I appreciate it because I get school all the time with
Greg. Thought it was Green Day. It was upsetting.
I thought it was Green Day, but then, you know, I was long out at middle school by then. I was going to ask you a question. I was going to ask you a question as we came back here for everybody else, too, because we've been having fun. We've been kind of going off the beaten path here. And one of the things that we've been seeing regularly, or I've been seeing this morning regularly on the TV, is they're talking about spring break locations. And this city is not welcoming, and this is being turned around because it's that time of year, right? I'm paying for it. Where are you going to choose to go? Now, here's the thing. Here's the catch. You can't use today's sensibilities. You have to think back to when you were in college and where you would like to go.
That was Panama City then.
So if I'm saying to you, I'm going to pay for it. You can go anywhere on the planet. Where do you want me to send you for spring break?
I have to put myself back into being in college?
Yeah. You can't know what you know now.
Yeah, well, I didn't know a whole lot back then. I mean, come on, I was in college. Probably like Miami, because that felt like very exotic at the time, rather than Panama City or Daytona.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm paying for it, Caleb. Where are you gonna? Where are you going? Anywhere on the planet.
See, it's so tough to like not go with the things that I would think of now, because I find myself more of like, I want to go to the mountains and go, like, you know, skiing or something, rather than in college. It was like, oh, I'm broke and I'm in college. Let me find what's the closest beach. Is it, you know, is it Myrtle Beach? Is it, you know, going down to Panama City, like you mentioned there, Jason? Like, it's definitely in college. It would have been finding a beach just to get warm weather and get out in the ocean or that sort of thing. But now I have many more places that I would rather see and explore and care nothing about, you know, getting sand, everywhere.
Now, having said that, where did you go during college on your spring break?
Panama City.
That was it?
I was about to say, for me, it was actually, my now wife was my girlfriend at the time, and her family had a nice like lake house down in Savannah. So we would often go down there and get to hang out. Or I think there was a couple of times I might have gone to Orlando, because
we did Orlando once.
Just doing the theme parks and all that sort of thing.
All right, there you go. All right, man, again, Caleb Johnson joining Greg and Jason. See, I was going to start with Sam and Greg, but Mr. Crenshaw's out today, but Jason's sitting in for him here this morning. But anyway, man, where are we at with this Hawks? They're doing the back and forth with Indiana Thursday night. They got the win. What are you looking for tonight? Is Halliburton still out, by the way, for tonight's game?
Yeah, that's going to be up in the air right now. It's whether him and Mathurin are going to be able to play. I have a feeling after they lost on Thursday that suddenly Tyrese and Ben are all of a sudden going to be all ready to go. However, on the Hawks side of things, it's going to get a little bit squirrely potentially, just because you've got Caris LeVert and Terrence Mann as questionable for tonight's game, as they're kind of dealing with some things. So do the Hawks potentially rest some guys and help them out, you know, for the rest of the way, or are they available? It's kind of up in the air, so we don't really know what matchups we're going to get. Also, it is worth mentioning that V. Kresge, who's been out the last, I believe, 3 weeks at this point, he's been upgraded to questionable after he fractured his spine, essentially. He fractured that, like, bottom area, you know, where your butt and your spine come together. So he's questionable tonight after missing a few weeks, and hopefully it's kind of one of those, can they build some team chemistry? Amongst this, I thought it was interesting, George Niang on, Thursday, after that game, he was saying, you know, this coaching staff deserves a lot of credit for what they've been able to do, because a lot of coaching staffs aren't able to take guys like a Mo Gay, like a Dom, who have been playing in the G League, call them up, start them potentially, have them play some substantial minutes, and it not just look like a complete disaster. A lot of that is because Quinn and the coaching staff down in College Park, they use the same terminology And so players, it's kind of a seamless transition between the two and running a lot of the same sets and that sort of thing. But it is something that they should absolutely be commended for. Greg, I'm curious, how's your arm feeling after Thursday? I saw you're throwing some T-shirts, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I threw a few. I also stashed a few. But, yeah, I was out there doing surfing. I was, you know, because, see, Noel saw me doing, you know, we were out there swing surfing and all of that and acting like my arm's fine. I warmed up a few. I'm smart enough to know at this point I'm warming up before I get out there.
Good. All right, good deal.
So, yeah, but it was, listen, it was a great turnout. We all, it was one of those nice, you know, nights where everybody had fun. Now, now that I think about it, I don't believe I ran into you.
No, well, that was, I only ended up seeing, I think, Andy and Randy, who came where the 404 crew section is now, because I sit, like, right above the section right there. And, you know, I'm usually... Randy was making fun of me because I got my laptop and my stats are up and that sort of thing. So when the games that I'm just working on the reporting side, I've got that. But tonight I'll be over with Steve, you know, with doing pre-half and post.
Andy photobombed, Jason, a picture of me and Noel that Noel should have. But Andy Bunker was like, can we put that online? Yeah, she's gonna post that right now. Andy Bunker photobombed us. But also that that night, Randy came up and was as effervescent as I've ever seen him before, talking about our show and how much he enjoys, you know, listening to us. But these stories that I get into, you know, when I go down a rabbit hole, then he goes and tells his wife. So anyway, I told him about one I was going to tell today, which I'm going to tell next.
Oh, boy.
And I'm hoping that Randy's listening, though. But listen, man, we talked about this earlier, Caleb Johnson, again, joining Jason and Greg. This morning here, Sports Radio 92.9 Game, about this team and where they are right now. And when you talk playoffs and you talk Atlanta Hawks, what's that conversation like right now as we sit here on March 8th?
It is realistic. Like, it's one of those things. I think I told Chris Thomas last night that it's a position where I'm going to say right now I don't think the sixth seed is possible, because I would love nothing more than in about 3 weeks to go, oh, well, turns out I was wrong and they were capable of it. I would much rather them surprise me than to me, you know, kind of say, well, they should absolutely be able to reach that, because it feels like that sixth seed, you know, right in there where Detroit is at is, you know, we're talking like, I think, 6-7 games to be able to reach that. And that just means an incredible winning streak by Atlanta, and expecting those guys to just go on some kind of crazy losing streak, which just feels a bit unlikely at this point. However, the seventh seed is 100% in play, and I think that's what the Hawks should be eyeing for, because, yeah, sure, you can throw on, oh, it'll be another year for the Hawks being in the play-in. However, the NBA expanded this thing for a reason, and it helps you be competitive. Otherwise, I think the Hawks would have very little chances of something to fight for, and have a much larger excuse to just kind of be done with the season. But at this point, if you can fight for that seventh seed and get two opportunities to make the playoffs, you know, getting to host that first play-in game, and then whether you win or lose it, if you win, then you're in as the seventh seed. If you lose, then you're playing the winner of the 9-10 for a spot at the eighth seed. I think, obviously, we know this team's not trying to compete for a championship this year. We know the expectations are to just to be competitive and to show that effort. And I felt like these set of games that, you know, that the Hawks are in the midst of right now, two against Indiana, the one against Philly, and then the one against Charlotte, like, you're playing teams that you should be as good as, if not better. With Philly and Charlotte, you're 100% better. However, in times past, this has been a matchup where the Hawks kind of let themselves slip and get into the excuses of, oh, you know, we just had a bad shooting night, or they got hot, or whatever might be the case. But if you're able to go through this and sweep, or, you know, get 3 out of 4, then I think you're on a really good pace to be competitive once we get to the end of the month and into April, and have a real shot, like I said, at that seventh seed, fighting for a play-in and a chance at the playoffs. Because I think at this point, that's the best that we could be asking for, is just giving them a chance.
If you look at it, Caleb, as we're running out of time, who is one player that you want to see kind of step up with this group right now to help carry it as you're dealing with some injuries?
I think Onyeka Okongwu. I think just what he's been able to do down low as of late has been absolutely phenomenal. Like, he has been playing some incredible basketball outside of, I think, like one game here in the last 2 weeks. And it's like, he's human. Those things are going to happen. But him having these like 20-point, you know, 13-rebound type games, and the way that he has started to build that relationship with Trey even more as he stepped into the starting role, I think that's going to be crucial as the Hawks go on, you know, playing just different types of big men, handling Miles Turner again tonight. Like, those things are so important to what the Hawks are going to be able to do, just because the guys who are behind Onyeka right now, it's kind of been a back and forth of who's available and who's going to play really solid outside of that, because we've seen some hit and miss performances from, you know, from a Capella. You know, I think George has been great in his four spot, and, you know, Dom having to kind of step up into that five role. Like, it's been a little bit of a carousel behind Onyeka ever since he took over this spot. And so for him to just be a stronghold that the Hawks don't have to think twice about is going to be crucial for them.
All right, man. Listen, as always, we thank you, Caleb. And how's your weekend going so far?
It's good. I'm actually on my way to go hang out with my niece and nephew, go out to the park, spend some time outdoors before a college basketball game tonight.
Look at you, man. That's a good uncle. That's an uncle you look forward to having coming over.
I try to be. You know, I try to be from time to time.
You can turn him on to yellow card.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Caleb.
All right, you too, guys.
All right, that is Caleb Johnson joining us. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Yeah, you got us until 11 o'clock this morning. We started an hour late. By the way, tonight you spring forward. And we haven't mentioned that the whole show. It's one of those, where, you know, you got to spring forward tonight. Otherwise, you're going to be messed up tomorrow wherever you got to be. But Mr. Longshore is going to do a deep dive into Atlanta United. That is coming up. Going to talk to Tim Scarborough, some college basketball. But up next, as I do the casting call, I have a great question I want to ask Jason. I'm going to be disappointed if you know the answer, but something I want to
pass. You're going to be disappointed if I know the answer?
If you know the answer, because I've been looking forward to sharing this and enlightening you to something, because I had heard this once, and it was one of those that kind of went in one ear and out the other. Mm-hmm. Years and years and years and years ago, and then I was reminded of it this past week, and nobody knew it when it was asked out loud. So
I've never had anybody tell me that if I know something, they're going to be disappointed.
I'm going to be disappointed because I'm looking forward to the face that you make when you go, wow, I didn't know that. So that is up next. It is Sam and Greg Noel. Excuse me. Sam and Greg's the show. Jason Longshore is in for Mr. Crenshaw. Noel's on the other side of the glass. We'll get this. We'll edit all this out. You won't hear it. Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. Yeah, this is my walk-on music. This makes you smile
this
when you hear
it.
This. This just makes you smile, don't it? Let the good times roll, too?
No, it works.
Oh, man, I just busted my glasses. Don't you hate when that happens?
I haven't done that one.
Look at that one. Man, just broke one of my... I got a limp. One of the arms just busted off it.
It's been a morning for you, Greg.
I have glasses that pay tribute to Jim Abbott. That's... Y'all got to be baseball fans to understand that one. But that's a great reference there. Man, what am I going to do now? I keep it on one ear. Let's say, oh, yeah, it'll stay up there. That's pretty good.
Greg's having some problems this morning.
I'm having fun with you, though, man. You had fun this morning?
Yes, yes.
It has been a good time here. Well, that was one of the other things. Sam got walk-on music, so that'll be mine coming back here. Again, Jason's going to talk Atlanta United coming up top of the hour, get a set for today's matchup against the New York Red Bulls. He will be on the call with our own Mike Conti. And then Tim Scarborough is going to join us, talk some college basketball. You guys go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, or if you are on X/Twitter, you can also see the list, the latest casting call list for the week of March 10th. And there are jobs, despite it being slow right now, there are jobs in front of the camera, which I walk you through. You know that there's a Christmas project being shot right now, Jason?
Yeah, it would be about that time, right, to get it ready
varies.
For Christmas? Yeah.
It varies. This is Casting All Talent, who, by the way, Shea Warren, who does this, who's the head of this casting company, you may not know this, but she is the woman. She's one of the people, but she is helps the production company that puts together the Puppy Bowl.
Okay.
The counter programming for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I watched the Puppy Bowl this year.
Well, did you see the halftime show?
I did.
It's the kittens, right?
Yeah, yeah, the kitten.
She's the one
show.
Who provides the kittens.
Oh, very nice.
So, what you doing watching the Puppy Bowl, man? The Super Bowl's on you and sports.
I watched the Puppy Bowl before the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's not on actually at the same time?
No. I mean, they replay it, but they do it before.
Oh, see, I didn't
I wasn't
know that.
Watching the 10 hours of pregame coverage for the game.
All right.
Because, come on.
Point
taken. We knew what was going on.
All right. Well, she's the one who does this. This is Casting All Talent. The project is called Unbearable Christmas. There are multiple roles for this. It's going to be shot on the 25th of this month. They have every kind of need, from wealthy guests to oddball collectors, event staff, camera operators, thugs in prison, as it's written here. So that is the first breakdown you'll see on the casting call. Casting All Talent, Unbearable Christmas. Rose Locke, she pretty much takes up the rest of them. There's two projects that I've got on the casting call, Rose Locke. So there's like five or six needs on here, and some of them are director-selected roles. All right, so this person is going to check out the need and get the right, say, for instance, they need a high school coach. Now, the thing about this need is they didn't say what type of sport the coach needs to be, because football coaches look different than basketball coaches that look different from baseball and, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But they just say high school coach. All right.
Yeah, that's a little more generic.
35 years and older. But again, you'll see that breakdown there. This is for a project called the Good Daughter. They need motorcyclists. They need, and I'm just reading this as it was written,
okay,
Jason, because they are not trying to be politically correct.
Oh, boy.
The industry needs what they need when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So for this project, they literally wrote out, we need rednecks and hillbillies.
Okay, there you go.
That's what they said. And they, you know, I mean, Lily, really break it down to, are you ready to embrace your inner hillbilly and showcase the fabulous? You got to read it all. So again, this is under Rose Locke Casting, The Good Daughter. Now, they're also doing DTF St. Louis. This is Jason Bateman and David Hubbard from Stranger Things.
Right,
you a roller skater or you an inline skater?
I was neither. Not very
really?
Good with either one, no.
All right. Noelle? Yeah, wait, anyway, that's all you. She's busy back there. Well, they need roller skaters.
Okay.
Those of you who love...
Not the inline.
No, not the inline.
Okay.
They need
not the rollerbladers.
Well, send them
pictures. I mean, maybe you can do both.
Yeah, I bet, you know, if you send the pictures in of you doing that, maybe they'll get you. But they
need to be old school.
Specifically, man, made it sound like you got to be comfortable on roller skates, 18 years and over. Again, this is DTF St. Louis under Rose Locke Casting. There's a need for that. There's a need for just people to walk, you know, across the street, joggers, people riding their bikes, things like that. Destination Casting is also reaching out. They're looking for weekend dads still to tell their stories. They're unique stories about being step-parents. Sam and I have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
We're both step-parents,
mm-hmm.
which we like to say we do it harder than y'all, because we parent with one hand tied behind our back because we can't do certain things, you know, so we hang our hat on that. Anyway, those are the jobs in front of the camera. You will find after that. Well, Katrek Casting's also looking for partygoers and people who want to be out at the lake. But after that, I walk you through how to find jobs behind the camera, starting at Georgia.org, the link to the Georgia Department of Labor, and so on and so forth. The link to the casting directors, which, by the way, right now I would recommend you going to their websites, their social media pages, because some of them, while I don't have certain needs on the casting call, some of them, I don't like putting stuff that books in like a couple days.
Right.
Because, you know, I want to be out there. So some of them have a commercial or two being shot they have needs for. Some of them have some other projects that are in, say, Chattanooga. Not that far away, but you want to take them. They got to keep the doors open and mm-hmm. lights on during this slow time. So mm-hmm. go to the casting directors, the list of the casting directors I have there, and go to their social media pages. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarkson, odyssey.com, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. And get cast with Greg on Twitter, X, and 929thegame.com/castingcall. Now, having said that, are you ready for something I've been wanting to ask you? I heard this past week. I completely forgot about it. But this is one of those, like I said, insignificant little things that I bring up on the show. Did you know that there was an actor whose career spanned 5 movies?
Okay.
And each one of those movies was nominated for an Academy Award Best Picture.
They only did 5 movies.
They only did 5 movies, this actor. And
every one
of those movies got nominated for Best Picture.
I mean, that's efficient.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Hmm. Big roles in all of them?
Yeah. In fact, an iconic, a name that has become, oh, see, I stink at English. But I want to say.
That's kind of a problem.
I want to say, well, in that I don't sometimes have a problem putting verbs and nouns and adjectives, you know, using words in that right category. I think this person's name has become an adjective. Or one of the characters, I should say.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the question. And you don't know who it is.
I have no idea.
I had forgotten. Noelle, would you like to take a guess? She's looking at me like she's all on the edge. And hopefully Randy McMichael is too.
I have no clue.
Movies? I don't know. I'm stumped.
The name is, and it could be pronounced Cavall or Cavalli.
Uh-huh.
John Cavalli. Otherwise known as, to most of us, Fredo Corleone. John was in 5 movies. He was in Godfather, 72. He was in Godfather 2, 74. Also in the year of 1974, he was in a movie called The Conversation, also nominated for Best Picture, along with Godfather 2. That was the year 74. And by the way, Francis Ford Coppola produced both of those too.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see, that's 3. No, it's 2.
Just go the two Godfathers.
The two Godfathers. Let me get the list here. And then Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then the next one, 1975, he was in Dog Day Afternoon with his buddy Al Pacino again. And his last movie, which, by the way, he met his girlfriend and told Al Pacino, I've just met the best actor, period, on the planet. And his last movie was The Deer Hunter, where he met his girlfriend. Well, I guess they met before then. With Meryl Streep.
Hmm.
So there is your...
Why did he not work more?
He died shortly thereafter of lung cancer.
Okay.
So he died at 42.
So he started...
So in 78, he made the Deer Hunter came out in 78, so they probably did it in 77.
Right.
But in March of 78, he died.
Wow.
So there you go. This guy made 5 movies, and each one of them was nominated for Best Picture.
It's crazy you bring that up today because the conversation popped up on my feed last night in my suggestions to watch. And I was like, oh, I might take a look at it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's so weird that you bring that up in less than 24 hours.
And people use the name Fredo Corleone. Did I use it properly? You're in English. You know more about that than me. You use that as a way to describe certain people.
Yeah, you can. It's not exactly an adjective, but yeah.
Okay. Well, those professors out there scold me, but that's what I'm saying.
The characterization. Yeah.
That name. And then it got me thinking about something else. Fredo Corleone is more famous than the actor who played his... That name is more famous than the name.
You know the name. Actor. Like, I didn't know the actor name, but I knew the character. I knew.
So then I ask you this. How many other people can you say that about? Whose character is so much more famous than the name? And I went to a couple...
And not things where you're under a mask of some sort. Not like a Chewbacca or a Darth Vader of conversation.
So let me ask you, in other words, let's do it in this vein. The James Bonds. Not more than Sean Connery, but you might make a conversation about, is Daniel Craig more famous than the name James Bond?
No.
Okay. What about... definitely say the two... Lazenby...
Mm-hmm.
Who did just the one James Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service, and the guy who filled in because Pierce Brosnan couldn't go, Timothy Dalton. I think James Bond is bigger than those two actors' names and those two actors.
Is there another character that has had so many different people portray that character
series? Yeah, there's the trivia question of... There's been only a couple, and it goes back to the Godfather, too. There's been only 2 characters in movies that have been played by multiple people, and both of those people won the Academy Award for portraying them.
Hmm.
2 people.
Right.
So there have been 2 people who've played Don Corleone, and both of them got Best Actor.
Okay.
De Niro and Brando.
Mm-hmm.
2 people have played the Joker, and both of them... have won Academy Awards for Best Actor.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. But now you bring that up and, okay, there's been multiple Batmans and everybody will argue about which one, Joker, another one. Not a whole lot of characters like that, though.
Right. No, I'm just saying, it just made me think about that.
Yeah.
In that there are, and I'm sure there's others I can think of, and I was trying to think of on the female side. Has there been a lady who's played a character that, okay, here's one that comes to the hall. comes the name, is Annie Hall, that movie. And I realize it's dated, but that thing won all kinds of Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And for Diane Keaton. And because it's a Woody Allen movie, Diane Keaton's still more famous than that name, Annie Hall?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay.
She transcended the name Annie Hall.
Maybe for a while that
might have been different. I think there was a time Annie Hall was bigger than that name, but now Diane Keaton.
But that's also a fashion style. You go out dressed, people in New York, dressed like, give me an Annie Hall look. And Diane Keaton had that for the longest time. She had to deal with that.
She kind of still has it. Diane Keaton really? Never really grew out of that look. She just kind of aged it with her age.
Yeah.
True.
So, I just, something popped into my mind, but I was waiting to ask you that question. You guys go out and win money on that for the rest of the time. One actor who's made 5 pictures, and that was it, and each one of them nominated for Best Picture. And then the guy, unfortunately, went home to glory right afterwards. Anyway, we're heading into this 9 o'clock hour. Tim Scarborough going to talk some college basketball with us here. We're going to just wrap things up and get you set for John Fricke, who will be coming up at 11 a.m. But up next, we've been waiting. We need to know everything we need to know about Atlanta United, not just for this matchup today, but throughout the rest of the season, or what we hope we can detect will be this season. So Jason will be joining us next. It is Sam and Greg with Mr. Longshore sitting in for Mr. Crenshaw, who will be back tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.